We are on.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay, we are on in 3, 2, 1.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet. The final frontier.
Well, tonight on Boldly Going Nowhere, Season 5, Episode 10, Bite Size and SNES. Yes, we have a Bite Size SNES. Nintendo's releasing the NES Mini.
Yeah.
Also, San Diego Comic-Con, what to expect, plus Sam Witwicky did it again. Finally, Green Day hopes you have the time of your life. And, well, we gotta talk about some other stuff. Yeah, SNES Mini really doesn't go down smooth. It's Boldly Going Nowhere.
You know how some songs have a dip in them, like November Rain? You know, like November Rain sounds like it ends, and then you're like, oh, that's the end of
November Rain. November Rain's over.
No, it's not.
There's more.
Did you forget about that dip?
I did. I didn't write enough. This time I didn't say enough. Last time I said too much.
Yes.
Yeah, you're kind of like Goldilocks right now. You just got to find that, you know, that audio clip that's just right.
Just right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere podcast.
Ears?
Listen?
Yes, it's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And how?
I was listening to it with my face for the longest time, and it did not work out.
Captions were available. SAP.
Turn down your lights where applicable.
So anyway, yeah, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. We have some news today.
Are you... Hold on.
Shia LaBeouf.
The beef.
The beef did some shit, but first, hold on a second. Colin, are you doing okay?
I am. There's something we need to talk about, but it's going to come later. Let's discuss the beef first.
I'm concerned because I heard some guttural sounds that just
we'll go into that momentarily.
We'll go into that in a second.
I wonder what it is.
It's the thing I mentioned twice.
Right.
So Shia LaBeouf.
So the beef.
Was arrested for another bout of public intoxication, obstruction, disorderly conduct in Savannah, Georgia.
The fuck is he doing in Georgia?
I don't know.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but outside of Los Angeles, New York, Vancouver, Atlanta. I mean, that's where all the Marvel movies, I mean, most of the Marvel movies are shot nowadays.
Right. So that happened.
I mean, obviously the beef's not in any of these movies, but I mean,
oh, beef.
The beef.
I mean,
maybe in the article it will tell us why he was in Savannah, because that is actually a genuinely legitimate question. Why
is anyone in Savannah,
you know? Well, I mean, I've been there. It's a nice town.
It is. Oh, Savannah.
Actually had the best breakfast of my life there. Beat out Meritage.
It beat out Meritage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard thing to do.
If you ever have a chance and you're in Savannah, check out Jay Christopher's fucking amazing breakfast.
Do you think that's why Shia was there?
I doubt it. He's very scrawny. I don't think he's indulging in heavy breakfast.
I don't know, man.
I mean, unless it's to sop up the early morning alcohol. I mean, I'm just... His mugshot is fucking hilarious.
To be fair, the best thing to sop up alcohol at like 8 in the morning when you're just reeking of like booze and shit is probably a good breakfast like French toast and waffles and whatnot. So, who knows?
What's the Parks and Rec method? A steak pan fried in butter? Eat that, then put on a pair of wet socks, then fall asleep.
Wet socks.
And you don't have a hangover the following morning.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I don't know what the wet socks would have to do.
Wouldn't wet socks just cause athlete's foot?
Probably.
They'd get you sick.
Yeah.
Also,
I think it does. Gangrene.
Maybe the cold offsets the hangover.
Well, in that case, just put
a washcloth on your head that's been dunked in cold water.
Okay.
Or wrapped in, you know.
Well, I'm assuming there's some logic behind it. I don't know. I didn't come up with the method.
Why was Shia arrested, though? We must know as the public. As the public.
We must know.
We must know as the public.
The public?
Because he was arrested for... He was arrested for public drunkenness.
Public drunkenness. Did he scream, "Do it" at the cops? Do it!
He might have. Someone made a video.
Right, yeah, I saw that. That was pretty good.
I mean, if you want to get into that, we can.
May I? Okay, I was going to read that. Never mind.
We've got dash cam footage.
We have live dash cam footage.
Oh,
here,
geez.
So
okay.
I'm going to
okay.
pull that
I'm just
up.
Going to pull that up
in just a second. As soon as it loads.
Disclaimer: this is actually
hey, buddy.
Not the video.
Shh. You okay? What are you doing? What's going on out here?
He's just shy.
What's that?
He's just walking around.
Listen, Shia, you were out here before, man. I was out here yesterday and I saw you, and I told you you couldn't come back up here anymore. So why are you back?
Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
Look, you have to leave, okay? You can't stay up here and pace around. You're making everybody nervous. You have to leave.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Listen, Shia, calm down, okay?
Make your dreams come true!
Station, send another unit. I've got a hostile individual outside my vehicle. Please, he's 1080.
Is he fucking pleading in that video, for fuck's sake?
Okay, look, if you don't leave, I'm going to have to get out of this car. I'm going to have to take you to jail.
Do it!
Oh, jeez.
He can't be serious. Station, heavy units exit out, please.
Make your dreams come true!
This guy's always impossible.
Nothing is impossible!
Shia, I'm serious. If I have to get out of this truck, you're going to jail, buddy.
Just do it!
Okay, here we go.
The funny thing is that was something.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back to the article. So he was arrested. Ugh. Oh, jeez. I'll look at him.
Oh man.
Ugh. So he was arrested for public drunkenness, disorderly conduct, and obstruction. All are misdemeanors. So you know, he's 31. I thought he was older.
He is, yeah.
So he's right around
He's my age.
Yeah.
I'm 31. Mm.
So apparently he asked for a cigarette. When he wasn't given one, he became disorderly, using profanities and vulgar language in front of the officer and nearby witnesses.
I don't know what
Oh, jeez.
And that, those are fireworks.
Those are fireworks, and I'm not concerned.
Oh, apparently
about
they
that.
Tried putting him under arrest, but he bolted into a nearby hotel.
Hmm. Oh, is he had bail?
Yeah, his bail is set at $3,500.
He can afford it. What the fuck was that?
That was the stream reconnecting.
Oh, good.
Yeah, apparently.
But
too much action.
So the beef has been in Savannah. Oh, he's filming his latest movie, The Peanut Butter Falcon, starring Dakota Johnson and Bruce Dern.
Because that makes sense.
Okay, you know what? Now I'm curious. Let's look up what the fuck the Peanut Butter Falcon is.
You really want to know?
Yeah, I actually gotta know now. I'm too intrigued now.
You want to know what the
Peanut Butter Falcon? I mean, first of all, I thought Shia was done acting. Like, didn't he like retire to like do like fucking art pieces?
Somebody lied.
I mean, whatever. Just he doesn't do it. He's not doing it anymore. That's not what I'm worried about.
Yes, that's right. Shia LaBeouf here to promote his new film, Peanut Butter Falcon.
Peanut Butter Falcon. What the fuck is that? Is he taking us to the website? Oh, okay. IMDb.
I'm taking you to the
IMDb.
IMDb page.
Well, you know what they say: choosy falcons choose Jif.
Mm-hmm.
The Peanut Butter Falcon is an adventure story set in the world of modern Mark Twain that begins with when Zach, 22, a young man with Down syndrome, runs away from his nursing home and
where lives. He lives. Oh my God! Can you do me a favor? Can you just can you pull want the full summary?
All right, you get it. You got it, buddy.
All right, here we go.
Hold on.
Actually, Sean,
okay, if you want some country music?
No. Cue me up with the sunshine.
Okay. You're
I'm gonna see. All right, I'm gonna see
movie
how much
trailer. We're gonna look at this movie trailer.
Okay.
Let me click the link.
The Peanut Butter Falcon is an adventure story set in the world of a modern Mark Twain novel that begins when Zach, 22, a young man with Down syndrome, runs away from a nursing home where he chases his dream of becoming a professional wrestler and attending the wrestling school of the Saltwater Redneck. Through circumstances beyond their control, Tyler, 32, a small-time outlaw on the run, becomes Zach's unlikely coach and ally. Together, they wind through the deltas, elude capture, drink whiskey, find God, catch fish, and convince Eleanor, 28, a kind nursing home employee with a story of her own, to join them on their journey. For your consideration, the Peanut Butter Falcon.
So it's... Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. So basically, it's The Wizard, but with professional wrestling instead.
Yeah, I was about to say.
That is one big pile of shit.
It's The Wizard.
I mean, that plot straight up is The Wizard, but instead of it being video games, it's fucking wrestling.
And instead of it being California, it's fucking like Mississippi or whatever.
So okay.
I'm,
so that was unexpected.
I'm amazed. I really
unexpected
am.
Unexpected Peter Pan.
Oh, wow.
So let's so talk
many,
about...
So many words.
Let's talk about a little thing called the SNES Mini.
No!
Nintendo!
Wow.
Nintendo decide...
No!
It's the guys at Nintendo...
Shut up.
Those gods
thought it was a good idea to release
the most awful thing, or maybe release the best thing, but only have like three.
Okay,
three of them.
So okay, my biggest issue again with the SNES, the NES Mini, was the fact that they only did a limited run of it, even though they knew full well it was something they could make a profit off of.
Right.
But for whatever reason, they only released what they released. Now they're not releasing anymore. And we were all like, oh, okay, fine. It's like, well, it was a product we weren't prepared, you know. It's like, we weren't prepared for the amount of interest there was in it. I'm like, really? Is that why you only sold X amount of units during the Christmas season when you knew it was going to be the fucking must-have item? You didn't know that was a possibility? Oh, wow. And the idiotic thing is that really all this thing is, it's just a fucking ROM box. That's all it is.
It is. It's just...
Yes, however, can we look at the games real fast, please? Can we scroll down and look at the games? Because I want to talk about these. So what you have here is Super Mario World, Super Mario Kart, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, F-Zero, Super Metroid, all very great games. And then, for the first time ever, the unreleased Star Fox 2, which has actually been a ROM that you can get on, like, cool ROMs.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I thought that was fucking amazing that they must have settled their suit with Argonaut in order to get that.
Right.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Which is arguably one of the better Street Fighters.
Super Punch-Out, Castlevania 4, Donkey Kong Country. See, that's the thing.
I have a lot of these.
I could honestly say that I could give less of a shit about the fucking NES Mini. I fucking need to get the SNES Mini, which
I mean, look at this.
I hate myself for fucking
order
saying
it now.
This. How?
On top of that,
they're not taking pre-orders.
On top of that,
that's the only way you can get it if you order it now.
Ugh.
Let's take another look.
Second, there's pre-orders.
There's Mega Man X, Kirby Superstar, Final Fantasy 3 or 6 in Japan, Kirby's Dream Course, the original Star Fox,
Earthbound.
Earthbound, Yoshi's Island, Super Mario RPG, Legend of Seven Stars, amazing fucking game.
Super Ghouls and Goblins.
Contra 3, The Alien Wars, which is an amazing game.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Secret of Mana, Earthbound, and Super Ghouls and Ghosts. The only game that is not on here that needs to be on here is Chrono Trigger.
Eh. I could personally, I could do without Chrono Trigger.
That's the only game that needs
to be on here. But I'm betting you, I'll bet you money right now, Brian, that the Japanese version will fucking have Chrono Trigger.
Yep, okay.
I bet you that will have it on there, which, again, since nobody wanted, since it was easier to get than the fucking real one.
You know what would be a cool idea?
Probably the real one, the American one.
Yeah.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you know what would be really cool to do? It's like you have two different versions of the Super NES Mini. One of them is obviously like Nintendo classics, like you know.
Well, I think they have three.
Think about this: what if they did one where it was strictly RPGs, like JRPGs?
Yeah.
Again,
think
that's
about how many
probably the Japanese version is going to be. So this says system's going to be available September 29th, 2017.
You got to know someone in Nintendo to get one. Like, that's how accessible it is, because they're not going to make enough.
My dad
They're
really,
not going to
really
make enough,
them.
And there's not going to be enough out there.
I mean, I sincerely
that's
hope...
That's exactly what they're going to, like they did with the NES Mini. It's just going to
be... Here's the one thing. Okay, so it's more money.
Right.
The retail value, I believe, is $89.99.
Yeah.
Which, again, not bad. But here, and if you can do me a favor, can you go back one page? Because there was a story on there that I really wanted to talk about. Because if you click on the center one, because I'm looking at this, it says eBay and Amazon take action against SNES Classic resellers. So let's scroll down here.
Yeah.
So eBay is battling the resale market by pulling listings for the highly coveted SNES Classic shortly after pre-orders for the system went live in the UK. Scalpers popped the console on eBay with huge markups around £200 to £300. Which is $228 to $342 in the States, even though the console only costs $90. But it looks like eBay is taking action against the resellers, pulling the listings on a regular basis. And let's see here. It's also been reported Amazon has contracted customers that say it had retroactively limited stock of the SNES Mini to just one console per customer, so eBay isn't the only one taking action.
Oh, Jesus.
So at least the online vendors are like, no, we're not letting this shit happen again, because that was bullshit. Yeah.
They realized that it was a problem. Because it was a huge problem last year with the NES Mini. I mean, for God's sakes, I was refreshing my screen like every day, like almost every hour to make sure that there was a story that had popped up. I forget what day. I think it was sometime in November of last year. But there was a story that had popped up when I was at work where on Amazon – at 2 p.m., they were going to release a limited number of NES Classics. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go on Amazon. I went to the page, and right around 2 o'clock, I refreshed it, and I was actually able to put one in my cart. I got one in my cart, and by the time I went to buy now, it was gone.
It was gone. Just gone.
It was in my cart, but it was gone. And I was like, but it's in my cart. What the fuck? That makes no sense. They're like, well, yeah, I guess they've all been sold out now. I'm like, but it was in my cart. That makes no sense. I had one.
I had literally clicked it, put it in my cart. How are you able to take it back
out? It said it was in my cart. And then when I went to check out, confirm, it was like, oh, sorry, they're gone. I was like, that's a problem. That is a problem.
It is.
Amazon, that is a fucking problem.
So. And I think it's more Nintendo's fault for not having enough of this crap. For not having enough of what people want.
Yeah, and
there's so much people that are bursting out of their shells for nostalgia.
So many people.
So many people.
Right. The biggest problem.
Go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Get your McNugget. No.
So much people.
Emreal human.
Every human, all humans, no, like SNES.
Mr. T's going to take all your lunch money. How are you going to get a fucking
Jesus Christ. I mean, seriously, no. The biggest problem is that they – and here's the thing. I feel like the NES Mini – I don't know if this is the case, but it feels like the NES Mini was sort of a trial run for this.
Yes.
Because Nintendo obviously – I mean, Nintendo knows that its only trump card in the video game market these days – is fucking nostalgia. That's it.
Yeah. I think that if they would If they market it correctly, obviously, they don't really need to market it that much, because once they make an announcement on their website, all these mega Nintendo nerds are going to be like, "Oh my god, let's do that."
I would argue, by the way, that the Switch is actually doing pretty damn well.
Yeah, and if you can fucking find one.
There was one at Best Buy today.
What?
Yep. There's one at Best Buy, but I was buying. There was one at Best Buy.
Yes.
Uno.
Yes.
So that would be the only one you would have seen since it got released in March?
No, I've actually seen, because I went to Target a couple of paydays ago, and they had a whole shelf full of them.
Oh, good for you.
The thing is,
they're not going to stock it up as much. Yeah. They just won't. They'll make even less than these than they did the SNES Mini. These are going to be harder to find.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they need to make more of the SNES Mini, because whereas the NES Mini might have been a questionable purchase, like maybe they're not interested. The SNES Mini with this lineup of games is the fucking system that will make them bank.
Yes.
It will.
Produce.
For the love of all that's holy, make enough.
Whatever you sold before, times that number by 3. And then that's how many you should
by
have.
By 10.
So, gentlemen.
By 10, even.
So, gentlemen,
yeah, 10.
We've already said our thoughts on the SNES Mini. And obviously, this looks like an annual thing. So, let's go ahead and open up a subject right now. What do you think is going to be in the N64 Mini?
If they make it, if they make it,
they will.
And
I would
buy that. I would buy it. What would I want on it? Okay,
I would want some fucking wrestling games.
So let's go over the list. Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time,
right?
Okay.
Majora's Mask,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars, Rogue Squadron, and Shadows of the Empire.
I could do without Rogue Squadron. Shadows of the Empire was a must.
Banjo-Kazooie. Conker's Bad Fur Day.
If they could get Rare to sign off on it, yeah. Then yes.
Okay.
Star Fox 64, obviously.
Castlevania 64. Maybe. Star Fox 64, obviously. I think you just said that.
I mean, honestly.
GoldenEye
64, yeah.
I would prefer that they put WWF No Mercy on there also, just because that's a game that is like a classic. You know Smash Brothers is going to be on there.
Yes. Smash Brothers, Mario Party, but which one?
Mario Party, I think Mario Party 2. People seem to like that one the best.
Yeah.
But right. I don't know, that or 3.
Smash Brothers, Mario Party, Mario Kart,
mm-hmm.
64.
Mario Diddy Kong Racing?
Yeah, I could go for some Diddy Kong Racing. You had me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Honestly, but...
Select your vehicle.
But anything after that, I don't know. Because Donkey Kong 64, honestly,
wasn't
anywhere near as memorable as Donkey Kong on...
Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racer.
Yes. Okay. That's a fucking racer I would play the shit out of.
I don't think they could get any
I would be amazed if they could get the rights. But again,
Shadows of the Empire. Oh my god.
I mean, they weren't able to get any of the Super Star Wars games onto this thing, so, you know.
Yeah, that's why I'm like.
Yeah, it's going to be the ones that are exclusively Nintendo
Super Star Wars exclusively Nintendo?
Yeah, right. So you're going to have with N64, you're going to have Mario 64 for sure.
Well, duh.
Zelda for sure.
There Star Fox 64.
There wasn't a Metroid game for
There was no
64.
Metroid game for the N64. Which is why they were pushing Metroid Prime so much on the GameCube.
Now,
you're not going to get some classic titles like Clay Fighter 63 and a third, my personal favorite.
Now, there's two games, by the way, that are missing from the SNES Classic that I know that not everybody has played, but I think would be really great additions. One of them is called Illusion of Gaia. That's a game that actually it's an RPG, and it takes place. It was made by Enix before they merged with Square, and it actually takes place in like the real world around like the Tower of Babel. It's a really interesting game. And then another one would be ActRaiser. Have you ever played ActRaiser?
No.
ActRaiser is kind of like a side-scrolling like beat 'em up, which is also Like, that's one half of the game, and then the other half is like SimCity, but you're God.
Okay.
It's really interesting. And I'm surprised that that's not on there, because that was like a console launch game. So, anyways.
Yeah. So, San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
Yeah, let's switch off this topic, because honestly, I'm
because I, on to some very
bad news.
We have good news, which is very nice.
I don't think your phone's plugged in.
I didn't think it was either until I plugged it in. So Ready Player One.
You are so goddamn excited.
I have the biggest boner for this. Because I've listened to the audiobook like 12 times. I've read the book 5 times. Like, I'm ready. I am ready. I'm primed. I'm wet. I'm ready. So, anyway. So Warner Brothers is going to announce some of that stuff about Justice League.
We should mention, the reason why Sean's excited about this is on Saturday at San Diego Comic-Con, so July 22nd, Warner Brothers panel's going on in Hall H. So they're obviously announcing the big ones, Justice League.
Yeah.
You're going to get a look. You're going to get your first look at the Aquaman film. You're going to get more Blade Runner 2049. Which, again, great, all good. But then at the bottom of the bump that had been written, I was scrolling down, and it's like, oh, we're also going to have a panel about Ready Player One with Steven Spielberg. I'm like, oh, shit, are we going to get our first glimpses of this movie?
We're going to get a first teaser, I think.
I mean, honestly...
It's coming out in 2018, so he needs to start to get the buzz going.
You got to get the hype train going. It's mid-2017. If your movie's coming out in 2018, you needed to have released the first trailer either then or within the next couple weeks.
Right.
I feel like, because what's the date for this movie? When's it coming out?
It's going to be kind of, I think, summer 2018.
So I can guarantee you that the first official teaser is probably going to drop during Christmas time.
You mean the first official trailer? They're probably going to tease it.
No, he's going to put a teaser, and I'm going to see a logo. We're going to see a logo. I'm excited.
I'm excited for anything that
Spielberg's going to give me.
Because here, I'm not going to lie. When Sean was first on, when we first got our Amazon affiliate deal, Sean was like, "Oh, you should listen to Ready Player One. It's a great audiobook."
And then time went on,
and I was just like, he
or
just
Audible
kept,
affiliate, yeah,
yeah. It's just like he just. I'm sorry, yeah, Audible affiliate. He's like, he just kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. I'm just like, dude, fucking lay off, please. But we got turned around because, what was it? We were on our way to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's an 8-hour car ride.
That's an 8-hour car ride.
I put it on. I will not stop pushing that book.
And no offense. I know that was the thing. It's like, what, a 16-hour book?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 16 hours.
We got through the first half, and I was just like, drive back to Boston. I need to hear this other bit.
And then I went over to your house and I saw what's on your shelf, none other than a copy of Ready Player One.
To be fair, that was in a loot crate from a while ago.
Oh.
And then
you just haven't read it.
So I'm no. definitely excited about Ready Player One, but my only concern
for you, Brian.
I'm just concerned that stuff's gonna get cut.
Well, here's the thing. This stuff is already getting cut. Ernest Cline mentioned that he did have to, because he is originally a screenplay writer. So he had because he wrote this book he had in mind of a screenplay that's unfilmable, that you couldn't film because all the references and every single Japanese anime, Supaita Man. You have all the other stuff like Transor Z, like just freaking amazing War Games. Half of Spielberg's and Zemeckis' work.
I'm literally wondering how the fuck he's gonna pull that off.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Just anything in the 80s, including music, just pop culture, and yeah, he had the full thing. So he put every reference down, and then when he had time to cut the book up, he say, "Oh, this is a book." So he made it a book. Then he had to reverse it to a screenplay. Once somebody bought the rights, he had to cut some things. So, but it's still going to be in the same vein, still going to be in the same heart as the book. So that's what he said.
I mean, I can only hope.
That's what Ernest Cline said, the author of Ring.
I wonder if they're going to do that scene where it's like he had to remember all the lines from War Games.
That's what I was just saying. I'm like,
I think they're going to switch it. I think they're going to switch that with something different.
Why?
I think they're better off Ted or Better Off Dead. Better Off Fred.
The John Cusack film?
Yeah. I think I might do that. So basically, it's going to be the same like nostalgic movies from the 80s, but it's going to be like different. But I think the War Games one is just too classic to pass up.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Because it is the epitome of an 80s film.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like ancient technology.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just, and they're doing so well with facial. They could just bring in Matthew Broderick to just basically do his part from.
Yeah. Because
basically be a de-aged.
If anyone's watched Ant-Man and seen Michael Douglas, young Michael Douglas, on screen, and you're like, I thought he was old.
you couldn't see the seams. Like, mm-mm. You really had to be looking.
So yeah, it is the biggest part right now in post production. But I'm thinking he has. A teaser. That's my prediction. There's going to be a teaser at Hall H on July 22nd. All right. Moving on to some news here.
Oh, God. I'm...
okay.
I don't... All right. Okay, so the Mad Cool Festival was apparently going on in Spain right now. And Green Day was set to perform, but right before Green Day was set to come on, an acrobat was doing a show. He was suspended in an illuminated box, and unfortunately, he plunged from the box 30 meters to his death.
Yep.
I mean, the paramedics were on the scene trying to resuscitate him, but it looks like it was, he ended up passing away. And I mean, this is no joke. So a lot of vitriol was thrown at Green Day when they went on stage. Oh God! Oh no! They have the video of this, don't they? Oh God! I mean, look at this. Right. So yeah. he's legit just suspended in a cube. Cube's illuminated and.
Like, yeah,
he's like legit, like at least a good 100 feet off the ground, and so apparently Green Day is now is getting a lot of flack because they went on stage and did their set right afterwards.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and they just go on, and he's dead, and then they start playing.
Right, and like apparently, they weren't aware. That had happened. Oh, I'm sorry. They're stating they weren't aware it happened. It's like, we didn't know it had happened, so we just went out and did our show. I'm like, you didn't look at the audience? Like, the general tone of the crowd?
Yeah, like, everyone's kind of stoic.
People just watched a man die.
Just like...
And really, what music have you done that's been worth a damn since American Idiot?
I mean, really.
And I mean, honestly, even before that.
Yeah, I'm not going to even play him.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah.
I literally thought it might be funny to listen to Welcome to Paradise.
Welcome to Paradise.
But even I'm just like, you know what? Honestly, name me five great Green Day songs. I'll wait.
No.
No, because you can't.
Well, no, not even that. I'm just not a big Green Day fan. I mean, like, I liked, you know, their album Dookie. That was cool.
Honestly, that's their only, like... Great, like, album.
I'm not.
If I really want to listen to someone from, I want to listen to a group from the 90s, just like three white dudes singing, then I'll go fucking listen to.
You know what it was?
Beastie Boys.
When I was in high school, like Green Day came back with that stupid American.
So lonely.
Okay. They came back with that stupid American Idiot bullshit.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden, all the like goth or scene or like rock kids were wearing like black shirts with like a red tie. I was like, you
all the kids with pumped up kicks, yeah. You know.
My one friend, like, she was like, oh my god, I love Nirvana so much, and like, she would wear that shit all the time, and I'm like, why? Like, you know, meanwhile, I'm listening to, like...
Well, what's wrong with Nirvana?
Well, no, it's just, but like, she had just gotten into them, and like, she didn't know who Kurt Cobain was. And I was like, wait, you don't know who Kurt Cobain is, but you love Nirvana? Okay, cool.
okay.
One of those.
one of those.
So, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I should have prefaced it with that, but like, God, American Idiot was just a fucking insufferable song. And it was on all the fucking time.
I mean, honestly, yeah, the whole album was just... When politicians were using music from that to pump up their campaigns, that's when you know... That's society's way of telling you to stop. Just lie down and die.
Yeah.
Yes.
It just...
I mean, okay, now I feel...
Well, I thought... If you like Green Day and, you know, now can't listen to them because they're kind of... Well, they didn't... Oh, to be fair, they didn't know, but it's still... I don't know.
I mean...
I always liked Arctic Monkeys. I thought they're much better musicians and they're...
I mean, my whole biggest issue with
much
this
better
is, like...
Much better singers.
Right, and, like, my whole thing is, like...
Which is like a British Green Day.
Shouldn't the event coordinators, shouldn't they have told them, hey... Just so you know, like, some dude, like, an acrobat that just was on before you plummeted to his death, so just, you know, just keep that in mind. The crowd might be a bit down. No one thought to tell them that?
I guess they were, like, just pumping to go on, and then they went on. Yeah, so.
Mm.
Shit happens.
Shit does happen. It does. Well, is there anything that we'll play on an upbeat?
I mean, really, we probably should, because I don't really want to end on that.
And right. Today, we should look at the puppy of the week.
The puppy of the week! We should look at the puppy of the week.
I don't know. I'm just coming up with an idea.
Is there a puppy of the week?
I don't know. Is there a puppy of the week? We're going to select the puppy of the week, because we need cheered up! Hooray! Puppies. Oh, look at that adorable fucker right there. Aw.
Is that even a dog?
Whoa.
That is...
What?
That is a marshmallow.
That is not... That can't be real.
That is a pupper. That is a pupper and a half.
We're looking at puppies, which is probably fantastic to watch and listen to.
Yes.
But if you just Google puppies,
yes,
all you viewers and listeners at home, Google puppies, just puppies,
Google
puppies !! Then hit the Google
puppies.
Search tab. Now, the image that we're talking about in particular is second row, third column. We're wondering if that's a dog.
It looks like a dog.
He's a borkable.
But he is a borkable.
Can you look up corgi puppies, please?
Absolutely.
I love the first row. I love first row, third column.
Aww.
How about this?
That pupper's just waiting.
How about this? How about we look up corgi puppy videos, and then that way people can listen in.
They're so derpy, but I love them.
They're so derpy.
God, I love them.
So, while I'm looking this up, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
Yes, quite. You can find me on Twitter at bmassey1987. You can also find me on castwaystudios.com, hosting our annual show for the summer, Batcast 66, starring myself and Sean Holmes as the hosts.
Yep.
Next week, we're going to resume operations, and we're going to continue on with the next episode, which is going to feature the Mad Hatter. That should be fun. You can also find me co-hosting... The Prime Directive with you, sir.
Yes, the Prime Directive will premiere
handoff.
The show handoff from Batman 66 down to Prime Directive will happen in September.
Yes,
this fall. So set your phasers to stun on that.
You are correct, sir.
You can also find me on Twitter at Sean L. Holmes, and go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs.
Yay. Okay. Hang on. We have to put the puppies on hold for just a moment. I found us a story.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait.
Sean, I need you to do me a favor, and I need you to look up JFK flights delayed because of turtles.
What? Oh my god.
Keep the music playing.
Absolutely.
Yes! Oh, my Lanta.
Oh.
Dozens of turtles delay flights at JFK Airport.
Look at that sumbitch.
Some flights at Kennedy Airport were briefly delayed by turtles. About 40 Diamondback Terrapins crawled out of Jamaica Bay and onto the airfield about 4:45 p.m. today, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said. Authority spokeswoman Cheryl Albies told the Daily News that some planes were briefly stuck in queue, quote-unquote, when the turtles were being rounded up. The turtles' annual migration takes place from June to mid-July. Port Authority wildlife specialists collect the animals that wander too close to the runway and release them to safer areas. So, if you were in a rush to get to Milwaukee, blame them damn turtles.
The turtles are ready to do their fucky sucky.
Their fucky sucky pucky pucky.
It's the time of year when they migrate.
Turtles.
But Krang, I wanted to board Delta.
He definitely wouldn't do Delta.
He'd be United.
No. He'd get
He'd be on United.
Release the Terrapins, man.
Shredder, where's my body?
Jesus, Krang. I'm so happy. I'm just looking at random topics.
Did somebody get?
Oh my god!
Did somebody make sure to get some pizza for those poor desperate turtles? I mean, come on.
Can we have to call this episode Turtle Delays.
I'm down.
Alright, Colin Moore, can we find you on the World Wide Web?
You can find me at castwavestudios.com or online at Twitter at castwavestudios.
Delayed tarmac migrating turtles.
Delayed tarmac migrating turtles. That's just too much. I think just delayed turtles is fine.
Anyways.
So, hey, remember to click the Patreon and give us some money towards that. That'd be great.
Donate, because we're poor. Mm. This is all out of our pockets.
Mm.
We live to serve, but sometimes, a tip would be nice.
We're on YouTube Live, so
yes.
Please go to our channel at youtube.com/castwavestudios. Mm. Couldn't be any more simple.
Right.
Yeah, girl.
Well, that wraps it up, I think.
Oh, you know what? One other thing I wanted to talk about this week. Mm. It's pretty short, but so the Dollop's in town.
The Dollop,
right?
Yethey're in town Friday night, DC at 9:30 Club. But unfortunately, fucking tickets are sold out.
That ship has sailed.
It has. I mean, it's sad, but you know what? I love Gareth and I love Dave. So. Hopefully they'll go on tour again soon, and I'll just be quicker to the post for them.
Hi, Gary.
No, don't be rude. I'd love to have them on the show one day. I really would. Anyway, right. Sean, where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
We already went over that while you're looking for turtles.
Turtles! Blast those turtles! Tonight I dine on turtle soup!
All right, calm down, Uncle Phil.
All right, so it's not cilantro, it's not a jalapeno.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're fluffy mashed potatoes.
Were we going to do puppies?
We are. Puppies barking, but puppies. Nah, it's too late.
It's too late. We've missed the window.
You missed the window. Turtle time.
Turn in next time when we have more puppies.
There you go.
Episode 11, puppies.
Puppies!
Episode 10, turtles. Episode 11, puppies.
By the way, tune in next time when we have our review of Spider-Man Homecoming because we're seeing that shit tomorrow. So, all right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, until next time.
Bye.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Brian Massey.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And you've been boldly going nowhere.
Outro.
You son of a bitch.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
Oh, wow, Mr. Sarcasm, yeah. I don't care.